Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 21, 1806. St. Charles in sight. It must seem like old home week now that the Corps are so close to the end of their journey. They are seeing many old friends on the river and getting an update on news from the States. They meet even more friends when they get to the town of St. Charles. Captain Lewis has already started a letter to President Jefferson, anxious to have it ready to send as soon as the Corps lands in St. Louis. Captain Clark writes today,
"Rose early this morning, collected our men. Several of them had accepted the invitation of the citizens and visited their families. At half after 7 a.m. we set out, passed 12 canoes of Kickapoos, ascending the river on a hunting expedition. Saw several persons, also stock of different kind, on the bank, which revived the party very much. At 3 p.m. we met two large boats ascending. At 4 p.m. we arrived in sight of St. Charles. The party rejoiced at the sight of this hospitable village, plied their oars with great dexterity, and we soon arrive opposite the town. We observed a number of gentlemen and ladies walking on the bank. We saluted the village by three rounds from our blunderbusses and the small arms of the party, and landed near the lower end of the town. We were met by great numbers of the inhabitants. We found them excessively polite. We received invitations from several of the gentlemen, a Mr. Pro, Thibault, Desette, Tice de Jona, and Coralie, and several who were pressing on us to go to their houses. We could only visit Mr. Pro and Mr. Desette in the course of the evening. Mr. Coralie undertook to supply our party with provisions. The inhabitants of this village appear much delighted at our return, and seem to vie with each other in their politeness to us all. We came 48 miles today, the banks of the river thinly settled. Captain William Clark, September 21, 1806.
Tomorrow, only a day away.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.